I appreciate Danny reminding us of it this morning as well. John 19, verses 26 and 27. Some of the last words our Lord proclaimed from the cross. Robed in his own blood, crowned with thorns. The soldiers mocking him. The thieves casting the same at him. Jesus gave his life for us right before he passed away. He had a word for John, the beloved disciples. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her into his own home. And very simply stated, Jesus revealed the heart he had for the woman who gave him birth, birthed him into this world. It's good that we can take a Sunday during the year, at least one, we could do it other times as well. And remember, you sweet ladies, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate you mothers, you sweet grandmothers, what a blessing you are. And we love you and thank the Lord for you. We're blessed with some great ladies in our church. And I want to say, on a personal note, thank you to my wife. She gave birth to our three sweet, wonderful children. And I endured the waiting room. That's as rough as it got for me at the hospital. But Libby's always been there to care for our children, to love them, take care of them. And whether I was in college or seminary or graduate school, she was always there supporting us and loving us. Thank you, Libby, for being a wonderful mama to our sweet children. She has a heart for those kids. I want to share with you, if I may, some simple truths. The outline that you have in your study guide this morning is one of the most simple outlines that I'll share with you. But it's very important that we be attentive to how the Spirit may speak to us about how to honor our mothers on Mother's Day. Jesus took time to ensure his mother that she was going to be taken care of. I think he wants us to understand the same thing. And when you have a message, a sermon about what every mother needs, where do you begin? I want to share with you four or five things this morning that I believe the Lord would have us to share. But just before I do that, I found something this week that had been in my files for quite some time by Adrian Rogers. My dear brother has been in the heaven now for quite some time. Adrian Rogers said he preached a sermon on the difference in men and women, the difference in their emotions, the difference in their view of life, the difference in their perspective. And he said something like this. He said, in infancy, women want love. In childhood, women want fun. In the teen years, they want excitement. In the 20s, they want romance. In the 30s, they want administration. I'm not sure what that one is. In the 40s, they need sympathy. In the 50s, they need cash. But I believe we'd be served well to think just for a few moments together this morning about what every mother needs from us. And even if your mother is no longer with you, you can thank the Lord for her. Remember wonderfully the memories that God's given you. And maybe help somebody else along the way to realize how important it is to express our appreciation and our love and our gratitude to our mothers. What does every mother need? Well, let me share with you some things just that I pray will stir our hearts. Every mother needs, first of all, the number one need of every woman, of every person, of every mother, is what Sarah sang about just a moment ago, affection. Adrian Rogers said, affection is the number one need of women and mothers anywhere, everywhere. The need of the hour is for her to be loved, loved intentionally, loved purposefully, love intensely. Every mother needs to know that she's loved. And by the way, sometimes life gets busy, doesn't it? I remember a long time ago, client was still living. He made a commercial with the Bell South Telephone Company, I think. And it was a commercial where he came on and he said, "I want you to call your mother." And then he said, "I wish I could call mine." And tell her that he loved her. Don't ever take for granted the opportunity to share your love with your mother. Don't ever just assume that she knows it. I'm sure she does know it, but she loves to hear it. She loves for it to be expressed. Every woman, every mother needs affection. I thought about the important times when our children have expressed their love for their mama and how they loved her. I remember when Libby, years ago, I was in Missouri in revival. I was an evangelist and traveling a lot in those days. And I remember getting a phone call that I needed to come home quickly because Libby was in the hospital. And she had had a stroke. Didn't give any warnings, but she was in the hospital. Thank the Lord. Years later, she's doing well, had no after effects. She's done well. The Lord blessed her. But I remember while I was gone, that plane ride back from Missouri, Joey, our youngest son, stayed by his mother's side. He was there until the ambulance got there. He was there at the hospital. He was there when I got to the hospital. And I had not seen Joey cry since he was a little bitty boy. He was a policeman there, a sheriff's deputy. In the hospital room, when I got there, he wept bitter tears as he was brokenhearted and concerned for his mama. And I remember how he affectionately cared for his mother in the hospital room, and how he loved her and told her that he loved her. And I could see it written over every expression in his face. Don't wait for a crisis to come. Don't wait for a tragedy to happen. Be intentional, be purposeful, and share it with your mother as much as you can, when you can, how you can, your affection for her. Every woman needs to be loved. Number two, every mother needs appreciation. Sometimes we take the hard work of our wonderful mothers for granted. I wonder how many of you remember. I'm going back to my little house that my grandmother lived in. My parents lived there for a short time while they were building a home for us. And my mother had a Ringer washer. How many of you remember the old Ringer washer?
Yeah.
It was the one where if you weren't careful, you'd get your fingers caught in the rollers. But I was thinking about that little home and how wonderfully my mother labored and washed. I remember washing clothes, seeing her wash clothes. I didn't wash her, I watched her and I was amazed. And whether it was working in the garden or washing that old Ringer washing machine or cleaning house, ladies, you are to be commended. A man may work from sun to sun, but really a woman's work is never done. And those things that you do sometimes with little express gratitude. But I want you to know your family does appreciate you. Your church appreciates you. And the Lord, because of what he said to his mother, obviously appreciates you. Thanks God for you and your service to your family. Every mother needs affection and love. Every woman needs appreciation. Mark Twain once said, "I could live for 2 months on one compliment." Pretty insightful words. I can live for 2 months on one compliment. What does every woman need? What does every mother need? Affection. She needs to be loved. And by the way, there's never a bad time to say I love you. There's never an inappropriate time to say I love you. And your mother may need to hear those words more than you know. Maybe she's having a bad day. The truth is, every mother needs to be loved. And obviously we love our mothers, but sometimes we fail to express it as often as we probably could have or should have. Every woman needs affection and love. Every woman needs appreciation, acknowledgement of how much we appreciate your sacrifice, your service, your ministry, and your love. Every mother needs affection. Every mother needs appreciation, acknowledgement. Every mother needs attention. And in parentheses, I just put the word time. Sometimes you just need to take time from the busy schedule, if that's possible, and spend it, let your mother know how precious she is, how important she is, how significant she is in our lives. We get so pulled in all the directions of life that sometimes we allow the most important things to go unsaid or undone, at least in a timely way. Every mother needs attention, our time, because she needs to feel valued, admired, and honored. Give honor unto the wife as the weaker vessel, Simon Peter said. Now, I'm not sure what the weaker vessel is. Because I look at Libby and look at you mothers and I think, my goodness, I don't know if I can hold up under that kind of a schedule or not. But the truth is, every woman, every mother needs attention, needs to be valued because of the contribution to the family and to the home and all the members of the family. Every mother needs attention, appreciation, and affection. Every mother needs affirmation or assurance. Several years ago, our family began to go through a journey that many of you have already gone through or going through now or shall go through. And my mother began to experience dementia. And we had to make some decisions. And we made a room in our house. We built a room in our house. We lived in Millington then, on Twin Oaks. And we moved our mother from the nursing home to our home. And I especially want to say again how much I appreciate my wife. I was traveling, so I was gone most of the time. But Libby took care of my mother during a difficult time as my mother was going through declining mental acumen and difficult times. And some of you have experienced that and have seen it in the lives of others. The truth is, we want to say to my mother, Mother, you can't stay at your home. And that's another story about how we got her to move out of her home. That was a difficult task, but it worked out. The truth is, that was a scary thing for her, to move from a home where she'd been for years to another city, another place, another house. And we built a little house onto our garage, onto our carport. And it was one bedroom, one bath house, where she could have her privacy as much as possible. At the same time, I remember going off for a revival, Libby being there. Libby did such a wonderful job in caring for my mother during a difficult time of transition in my mother's life. And so, a lot of ways of sharing your love and appreciation and affection is attention. By the way, this is true not just for mothers. It's true for everybody. It's true for your precious spouse. They need to, for you to have valued time, purposeful time, intentional time. Don't just give the loved ones in your life leftover time. Plan it, prioritize it, and so you can express it to your family appropriately. Every woman, every mother needs affection. Every woman needs appreciation. Every woman needs attention, time. And every woman, number four, needs affirmation, assurance. I remember saying to my mother, Mother, we're always going to take care of you. I remember those difficult days in Decatur, Alabama, when we first started introducing the idea of her moving. She'd say gentle, sweet, tender, compassionate things like, ain't no way. If you can identify with that, say amen. Amen. And I just remember how difficult it was. I had to encourage her and assure her, Mama, wherever you are, we're going to be sure you're taken care of. And I again want to say a thank you to my sweet wife. And you've already given her a hand of applause, but I just want to say thank you for loving our children and loving my mama. Because it wasn't always the easiest thing to do. I believe there'll be extra stars in your heaven. In heaven for you. What a sweetheart she is. She really is a sweet Libby. Yes. Even though you may not see it often. No. I love you. Every woman needs love and affection. appreciation, attention, and time, and assurance. I wrote it in the margin of my notes. I will be here to take care of you. As long as you need me, I'll be here for you. And your parents, your mother, may need to hear that from you. Now, you may think the day hadn't come yet in our lives, and it may not come, but for some, that's where you're living right now. Every woman needs affection or love, appreciation or acknowledgement, attention or time, affirmation or assurance. There come different stages in life, and I remember when my mother was younger, she loved to dress up. She loved to get ready to go to someplace significant, like a family reunion or a Christmas party or something like that. And she grew older, that desire declined, and we would pull out the annuals and the pictures and the family reunion albums and relive those wonderful memories, and she missed so much. But the Lord got us through those days, and we realized that different stages of life bring a greater need for intentionality in showing our love for our mothers. And I want to share with you one other thing. There could be so many more, but just these five. Affection, appreciation, attention, affirmation. Every mother needs acceptance. Acceptance where they are along life's spectrum along life's journey, where we are and how we're doing it, our mental faculties, our physical faculties, our ability to continue keeping on. Dwell with your wives, says Simon Peter, according to knowledge. By the way, sometimes it's easier than you think just to express your love to your mother. It doesn't have to be an expensive gift. Most women love flowers. Thank you to our church for giving our ladies a rose on the way out today. They just need some kind of affirmation, some way of knowing that they're still loved. I love what Dr. Rogers said in his sermon on what women want, what men want. He has a great message on that. He said, women speak 25,000 words a day with gusts a little higher. Men speak 2,500 words a day. So women need conversation. They need you to hang in there with them and be a good listener. Care for the needs. Express your affection intentionally. Express your appreciation for service and for sacrifice. Plan time. I remember not long ago, one of our children, our son, Joey, came by the house, and he usually calls us before because he just came by unannounced. And he's working somewhere in the Millington area. He came by just to say hi to his mama and dad and spend a few moments with you. And when he left, Libby said, well, that was unusual that he would come by unannounced. But it made an impression on her because he took time to come by and let his mama know, I love you. Y'all need anything? Everything okay? Acceptance. Dwell with her, says Simon Peter in chapter 3, verse 7. In 1 Peter, dwell with her according to knowledge. Understand that she needs your affection. She needs your time. She needs your attention. And mothers, thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for the blessings you are. And one of the sweetest memories of my life is what I already alluded to in the message earlier. As I went to that little church just outside of Lacey Spring, and I didn't know Mother was coming that day, I preached that message. Mother came down the aisle, and when I greeted her at the front, I wondered why she came. And she told me that when she was a little girl, she made a profession of faith. When she came down the aisle, she said, Jackie, I don't really think I was ever really saved. And it's my joy to kneel at that altar and pray with my mother. She prayed to receive Christ and gave her heart and life to the Lord. And I had a lot of wonderful memories. That's just one. Cherish your memories. Hang on to your opportunity. If you have your mother with you, if you still can make that telephone call or make that visit, or minister to the her in whatever way you can. Be attentive, be intentional. Give it some priority time. Because now we spend a lot of time going to the cemeteries, putting flowers in the graves. It's a good thing to do. It's not a substitute for seeing Mama and telling her, Mama, thank you, and I love you. That's what every mama needs. Would you bow with me for a moment?